This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for John Taglieri and his new EP, Southern Paradise. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy ever. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we welcome back singer-songwriter John Taglieri as he releases his new EP, Southern Paradise. Rockwired had a chance to speak with John regarding the new EP, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. Here is John Taglieri with the title track of his new EP, Southern Paradise.
My blood and it fills my dreams, and I'm not afraid of living anymore. Hop the flight down to the Keys like some kind of redneck refugee. I knew my life would change as I stood upon that golden shore. 'Cause this is my paradise, crazy days and summer nights, kicking back. There ain't nothing any better than this life. Variety, spice of life, change it up and take a bite. I'm packing up my stuff and heading for a summer paradise. I almost froze to death in Idaho. It was still too cold in New Mexico. Almost drowned in my own sweat, Tennessee. But now my beer's ice cold and the girls are hot. It's the perfect place, just the right spot. Not going back to the cold. My blood's too thin and now I'm free. 'Cause this is my paradise. Lazy days and summer nights, kicking back. There ain't nothing any better than this life. Variety, spice of life, change it up and take a bite. I'm packing up my stuff and heading for a summer. it up and then take a bite. I'm back in a blaster, in a fall, a summer.
That was John Taglieri with the title track of his new EP, Southern Paradise. Check out John at his official website, www.johntaglieri.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with John regarding the new EP, and here's how the interview went.
Well, anyway, Southern Paradise is your newest EP. It's a fantastic EP. And now that all the work that's gone into making it is behind you, how do you feel about the completed work?
I love it. I think it sounds amazing. I think the production quality is just fantastic. And I think we put together a really good collection of songs for this week. So I'm really, really happy with it.
Yeah, you're kind of sounding like an amped up Jimmy Buffett almost with this, I thought.
Somebody has already said it's like if Bon Jovi and Buffett put something out together.
And who all worked with you in terms of production and putting it together?
Well, a few different songwriters. I wrote half the record, and I got songs for half the record from my producers. So I wrote one of the songs completely alone. I wrote one song with a gentleman out of Nashville named Bobby James, who is an awesome, awesome singer-songwriter and friend of mine. And then I wrote another song with a guy named Brad Whitley. And then three of the songs were my producers, and they pitched them at me, and I just fell in love with them. And I was like, you know, let's do it. Why not? And we did things a little different on this record, whereas I've been doing everything on my own in my own studio and just subbing out some stuff. On this record, all I did was sing. I hired a production team out of Nashville, and they cut all of the music, did the mixing and editing down in Nashville, sent me tracks, which I sang all the vocals to, and then sent them back the vocals, and they put it all together.
And so far, have there been... talk about some of the reaction that you've been getting from this new release.
The reaction is big. We put the single... the title track is the first single. It's called Southern Paradise. And we put that out last week along with a video for the song. Like, we shot a real good music video. And it's about a week. Tomorrow will be a week that the video came out, and it's got about 2,500 views already on YouTube. And people are just loving the song. It's a very good summer anthem, kind of summery feel-good song that everybody's just really digging and connecting with. So the response so far, since they've heard the music in the last 7 days, has been fantastic.
Well, the music video looked like a lot of fun. Who did you work with in putting it together?
I worked with a company called Savior Productions, who are Anthony Pacone and Beth Rooney, and they're down here in Key West on the island, and they're also friends of mine from New Jersey. And they're creative at what they do, and we had a lot of fun. We shot over 5 days worth of footage, and all over Key West and a few other places, and went out on a boat. And we had so much fun making the video that I'm really glad that, you know, Anthony did an amazing job on the editing of the video. And you know, so I think the fun and the aspect that we were going for of how wonderful life is down here really comes through in the video, and I think that's part of what's been resonating with people.
And, you know, of all the people, of all the indie artists that I interview, I mean, you've kind of got this desirable gig where you were every so often within the year, you go down to Key West. how are those gigs going still?
Those gigs are amazing. And it's not even just every so often. I'm here a month at a time every other month.
Wow.
So all of the even months of the year, February, April, June, August, October, and December, I'm in Key West. And then the rest of the months, I'm either home or I'm on the road a little bit. And the Key West gigs are unlike anything I ever get to do. The club is one of the top acoustic clubs around. The crowds they get to play for are phenomenal. They sell a lot of CDs. It's just a wonderful gig, both from a standpoint as an entertainer and a standpoint as an artist. It's phenomenal.
And the band you're touring with, are they the same players that we have here on the CD, or is it different?
No. I'm solo. The people that you see on the CD are my producers.
Oh.
Sean Mormello and Mark Cohn are my producers in Nashville, and they played predominantly all of the instruments. Lee Turner from Darius Rucker's band played on one track, and Brian Tocchino from the Pat McGee band and various other projects played on one track, as well as produced vocals for one track. And so everybody on there was just involved in the production end of things.
And in our
but
last...
I'm at the band at the moment. I'm strictly a solo artist right now.
Got you. And in our last interview, you talked about how, you know, you've pretty much regimented your songwriting to work better in releasing EPs. So any hope from an LP from you, or does the EP formula work best?
The EP formula works great, to be honest with you. I mean, I put out effectively the same amount of music, because in two EPs, I'm putting out 12 songs. If I just did one LP a year, you'd still get 12 songs. So I'm giving you the same amount of music as I would on an LP. I'm just doing it every 6 months instead of making you wait one whole year in between. Now, that being said, in October, I released my Best Of, which is my 10th CD, and that was a 20-track record. So,
right.
You know, that was actually a lot of fun to put together. It was 18 tracks from my 9 previous CDs, and then 2 brand new tracks that I put on it as well. So that was actually a lot of fun to put together.
And for anyone who never heard the first interview, though, you and I did, talk a little bit about your songwriting process. How do you go about it?
It's very much spur of the moment, almost, I'll say. Like, I don't sit down every day and say, I'm going to write a song today. I don't care if it's good or a bad song. I have a moment where something hits me, and I'm like, I need a guitar right now. And I'll sit down, and usually within an hour, hour and a half, I have whatever wanted to come out of me. Now, that being said, that happens in a lot of, you know, there are times where I don't finish. It dies in the middle. But, you know, I think I've been fairly prolific. I think my catalog is about 90 or 100 songs strong that have been released. That's not counting at least another few hundred that have been written that never made it on records. I mean, I'm fairly a prolific writer. It's just not, I'm not the formulaic guy. Okay, today, boys and girls, we're going to sit down and write a Britney Spears-type song. Today, we're going to write a Taylor Swift-type song. Today, we're going to write a Fuel song. I don't do that. I write what comes. I've always said that I don't really write songs. They just come out of me. They choose when they want to come and what they want to say, and I'm just a conduit for them. But again, that being said, I've been thankfully fairly prolific across the span of my career to be able to, you know, this is my 11th release, so, you know, it's a nice feeling to be able to continue at this point, to still be creative. You know, I know a lot of people who 11 releases in there, they're not writing anymore. You know, I'm still thankful that I'm still writing, you know, and I'm writing fairly regularly too, which is nice. So I'm having a lot of good moments where ideas come to me.
For more on John, go to www.johntaglieri.com. From his EP Southern Paradise, here is John Taglieri once again with When I Think About.
Just happened right here in this minute, even though we know it's all been years in the making, moment by moment. It's all taking me back to when I think about all those nights in Vegas, when I think about sleeping on the beach, makes me think about all those margaritas. Made our heads spinning my knees.
When I think about all those things I love, it makes me think about you. You're the kind of woman that knows how to make a memory stick deep in my head. Whether you're jumping off a cliff or dancing in a party dress, everything we do, no matter where we go, is still making moment by moment. It's all taking me back to when I think about all those nights in Vegas. When I think about sleeping on the beach, makes me think about all those margaritas made our heads spin and my knees weak. And when I think about all those things about us, when I think about all those things I love, it makes me think about you.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Psychothermia, and their new release, Fall to the Rising Sun. Formerly known as Cannibalis, Psychothermia figured what the hell's in a name and went on with business as usual, and their business is unadulterated rock, as evidenced by the rocking title track, Slash and Burn, and Anarchy. Fall to the Rising Sun, the new album from Psychothermia, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at psychothermia.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for John Taglieri and his new EP, Southern Paradise. Rockwired had a chance to speak with John regarding the new EP, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from this new EP, what songs off of it stand out for you the most and why?
You know, Turn Around is a song that I love, just because I like the thought process in the song. It's a 3.5-minute song, but the song itself is 1 second in your head. And the song is about, like, okay, somebody you haven't seen in forever. Maybe you never expected to see them again. And they come up behind you, and you have no idea they're coming. And they tap you on the shoulder and lean in and go, hey, and you know immediately who it is. And in 1 second, everything that happens in that song flashes through your head. Do I want to turn around? Do I want to see if this is really the person I think it is? I want to run, I want to hide, but I want to see. You know, so it's that whole, I love the concept of that the entire song is 1 second or so in your head. You know, that you know, and we've all been there at some point. You know, you have that movie moment where, you know, you're running through a million things that feels like it's been an hour, but it's been 5 seconds, you know? So I kind of love that song for that aspect. Southern Paradise is just a great song. It's just a really good feel-good song. When I think about it, it's probably my favorite track on the record. I wrote that with Bobby James out in Nashville. And it's just a great, great, fun song that reminds you of all the things of the person you love. You know, when you spend a lot of time with somebody, when you've been in love with somebody, and you spend enough time with them, you've done enough things and had enough experiences in life with them that you can be away from them and something will happen that instantly makes you think of them. And that's what that song's about. And, you know, I kind of love that concept of, you know, the chorus says, when I think about all those nights in Vegas and sleeping on the beach and all those margaritas and, you know, all those things about us and all the things I love, every time I think about anything like that, it makes me think about you. You know, that's just, to me, that's what it should be about when you're in a big relationship. So those two, It's You and Turn Around, are probably my two, When I Think About and Turn Around are probably my two faves on the whole record. And Southern Paradise is just the happiest thing I've ever put out. It's just this bubbly, happy, summer feel-good song. So
for an indie artist to be on his 11th release already is quite an accomplishment. What advice do you have to any indie artist that's just, you know, getting into the game?
Learn your business. If there's one thing I can be proud of, it's that I run my own business. I don't run Kickstarter campaigns. I don't go asking for anything. Everything I've ever done, every record I've ever put out came out of my pocket. and every one of them sold enough units to make my money back. And that's not because I'm a great musician, not because my music is any better than anybody else's. So I've thankfully sold over 20,000 copies of my music, my catalog. That means that I'm a good business person to me, because my music is good. It's very good. I mean, I believe in it every note. But you can have the greatest product in the world if you don't know how to sell it. It doesn't matter how great it is or isn't. So learn the business of music. Remember that, and I hate to say it this way, but remember that you're a commodity. You're a product. When you put out a CD or you put out a song, that is a sponge. That is a bottle of water. That is a remote control. That is a song amongst a sea of songs. You need to learn how to sell your song. When that's the business, you know? So put a good business plan together, learn the business, as many aspects of it as you can, and never feel like any part of it is beneath you. Because I know a lot of acts, I'm not going to do PR. I just want to play music. I don't want to do that. That's not why I got into this. Well, you got into this to have a career. And having a career means you need to learn how to run a business. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. Be the best musician you can be. Write the greatest songs you can write. Put out the greatest records you can put out. It all means nothing if you can't sell it.
And what can people expect from your next release?
That's a great question. I don't know. Hopefully it'll be in October. Hopefully it'll be another 6 songs. I haven't written those 6 yet. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see where Southern Paradise takes me. You know, I never put a time constraint. Like, I like to put out 2 EPs a year. But if something were to happen with one of them, like Southern Paradise, you know, grew a shelf life, I'm not going to cut it off just to put something else out. You know, so, you know, we'll see where Southern Paradise goes first. And usually those journeys lead me to my next batch of songs that I write. You know, so we'll see, you know, if all goes as planned and it goes as it has been, October will be the next one. I'll write the songs in the next few months, and we'll see where it goes. You know, my writing, as I'm getting into my career deeper now and I'm getting a little bit older, is still varied. You know, I still write, you know, like Southern Paradise is, you know, everybody has said it's sort of like, the song Southern Paradise is like Bon Jovi meets Jimmy Buffett. But as an EP as a whole, it's kind of like Matchbox 20 meets Keith Urban. You know, it's very pop. It's got a little country in it, but it's really pop, you know. And so who knows? I may go hard on the next one. I may go hard as you go back to, you know, like I did on Forward, where I was rocking really hard, you know. So you never know.
But in the meantime, you have this EP out. And what would you like people to come away with after they hear it?
I want them to smile. I want them to press play, and 22 and a half minutes later, be smiling. And feel like they had a great time for 22 minutes, and that they escaped a little bit. You know, especially with Southern Paradise, when you watch the video and you listen to the song, you can't not think about all the great vacations you had in your life that were ever at the beach. You know, and that's what I want. I want it to take them away. I want it to make them smile.
For more on John, go to www.johntaglieri.com. From his EP Southern Paradise, here is John Taglieri once more with Days of Night. Growing colder in time.
started blowing over, whispering through our conscious mind. I can feel the winter crawling over me, drift across the island to the raging sea, floating towards the spring, racing towards the light. We've got to make it through these days of night. Yeah. Learn the weather. Kept it together. We dreamed about moving on. Waited for a lucky break, no matter how long it takes. Determined to get away, we had everything at stake. Yeah, and everything gets better in time. The only thing that matters is that you cross that finish line. I can feel the winter crawling over me, drift across the island to the raging sea, floating towards the spring, racing towards the light. We've got to make it through these days of night. Top of the world, and nothing's gonna break us. You know that nothing worth a damn is ever gonna come that easy. But I feel it in my bones with every little beat of my heart.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to John Taglieri for his time and his music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rock and roll, rock.